Blog Talk Radio.
What we had scheduled for last week, last Friday. Today, August 20th, is the birthday of Bernardo O'Higgins. He was the Irishman who went to South America at the time of Simón Bolívar and San Martín to help the locals in the various countries in South America, Bolivia, Argentina, Chile, to wrest their freedom from the Spanish occupation, some of them called it. And you'll see today that many of the Irish names, and even some German names, like in Chile, Pinochet was actually a German ancestry, were these military people today are the descendants of these Irish and Germans who went to South America in the 19th century to fight against the Spanish and to free those countries. So Bernardo O'Higgins is a national hero of Chile. Of course, Simón Bolívar, Bolivia, named after him, and San Martín, Argentina, all the other countries. Since Spain was Catholic and the nuns were very brutal, we have a different set of problems with the Roman Catholic nuns who have been politicized, even though they took a vow of poverty, chastity, and obedience to Rome and to their orders. We're getting the problem, which apparently is the schism among the hierarchy and the clergy in the Roman Catholic Church. And, of course, I think the perfect term for this is nun, N-U-N-E, of that. That when these all Catholics, when they're growing up, going to Catholic school, learn that there is that the Roman Catholic Church is not a democracy; it's a hierarchy where the orders and the rules and the commandments, in effect, come down from Rome, from the Vatican. And when these civilians take holy orders, whether they're nuns, brothers, or priests, they're supposed to obey not only the person that runs their order, the Jesuits. They have a head priest, for example, and many of the other orders, the Franciscans, the Benedictines, which the Holy Father is a Benedictine. But these nuns, Blessed Virgin BVMs, or nuns of Saint Vincent, they take a vow of order of poverty, chastity, and obedience. And more, they somewhere along the line, they've gotten politicized, and they are refusing to obey and to adhere to their vows. And God knows some of them have gotten into lesbianism and this feminism, and it doesn't belong and will not be accepted in the church. And this is one of the problems. Now, the American church has been freewheeling for a long time because we have been treated here as a missionary part of the church. And in fact, a lot of the bishops and the nuns in the Roman Catholic Church, since this country was founded, were from Ireland or had Irish backgrounds. And it wasn't until much later when we got to other ethnic groups, such as George Cardinal Mundelein, who was German. We had Meyer, Albert Meyer, German. We have, I don't know what George is, who's the Cardinal Archbishop of Chicago. Niedermeyer, who was the Archbishop here in San Francisco. And so it's only in the last, say, 75 to 100 years when we've got other ethnic groups. And, of course, we have Spanish. And I don't think we have a black, we have one or two black bishops. And I think we may have one Asian bishop. Of course, Filipinos and the Mexicans have been, who are Roman Catholic generally, have been a bulwark of the Roman Catholic Church here in the United States and in North and South America. But I don't know of any, there is a Mexican bishop who, Mexican ancestry. And then, of course, we've had Filipino priests who administer to the Asian community, Catholic, Roman Catholic community. So, again, these nuns, if they don't want to obey, follow their vows and adhere to them, what we say is none of that. And if you don't like it, join the Episcopals. They have their nuns. Join the Greek Orthodox. They have their nuns. Join the Russian Orthodox. They have their nuns. And maybe that's the best thing. Or even quit the traditional religions altogether and just become one of these groups that embrace these agendas, because you're hurting the faithful, and you're betraying your vows and their trust and the children that you claim to care for. So again, none of that. Today is the birthday of Oliver Hazard Perry, who was a hero of the War of 1812. We got our butts kicked. Washington was burned. We lost several battles on land. And General Dearborn from Michigan and went up to try to burn the capital of Lower Canada. Lower part of Canada was in those days was considered Toronto, Quebec. He was defeated and I think was captured. So what do? They name a street in the town, a street in Chicago, Dearborn Street, and a town in Michigan, Dearborn, Michigan, where Henry Ford was born and grew up. But on the water, Americans were superior to the British. Of course, this week, the USS Constitution, which has been moored in Boston Harbor for since the War of 1812, was set sail briefly for about 10 minutes. I think it was yesterday. And that was called Old Ironsides, and it defeated the Serapis and other ships, British Navy ships of the Royal Navy in the War of 1812. On the Great Lakes, we had Oliver Hazard Perry. We constructed a fleet on the Great Lakes, and he met the British, the Royal Navy, and his famous statement, "We have met the enemy, and they are ours." So we salute Oliver Hazard Perry. President who was from the Midwest, the son of William Henry Harrison, Tippecanoe and Tyler II. Benjamin Harrison was the president in between the only interregnum of the presidency. Grover Cleveland was defeated for re-election, and Benjamin Harrison, who was from Indiana, was elected president. He frowned on patronage and graft, and he also negotiated treaties with the Russians dealing with the fur trade. There was a big fuss over garments for women, which are made out of, I think, seal fur. And we'll get into more in our when we review more of our books in our presidential political animals, where we look at the presidency through the animals that they're associated with and animal-involved issues. Also today is the birthday of Raymond Pompidou, who was the president of France before Charles de Gaulle. This is, I think, in the late 50s, early 60s. We have George Mitchell, who was a senator from Maine. His interesting background, even though he has an Irish name, his mother was Lebanese, and he was named, I think, ambassador. He was named a federal judge, but that doesn't mean much. A lot of people are and don't last and are not very competent or honest. And then he became a U.S. senator from Maine and then an ambassador to Ireland. I think he's still living. The son of Madame Nehru, Nehru's daughter, Mrs. Gandhi, Rajiv Gandhi was born today. I did an interview with Gandhi's nephew, Mahatma Gandhi's nephew, and we'll replay it another day. It's part of our archives. It's one of our rarities also in the Carson Vizzola archives. Among the deaths today, a pope who became a Saint Pius X, and we have Leon Trotsky, who was killed today in Mexico by a guy named Stalin, tracked him down when he kicked him out of Russia. And he went to Mexico, and he had this compound, which he was carefully guarded, but they let this guy in, Raymond Mercurier, and he, I think he used a pickaxe on Trotsky, who died on August 21st, and Mercurier, they don't have death penalty in Mexico at the time, or didn't, and he spent about 20-25 years in a Mexican jail, and we don't know how he was treated, or if the KGB or NKVD came to visit him. Anyway, after he was freed, he went back to Russia, and we haven't heard a peep out of him since. Of course, he may be dead. I think I'll play a little clip from Leon Trotsky, who was the founder of the Russian exile. And here he is in exile talking. What happened here?
If I begin my short address in my very imperfect English by addressing my warm thanks to the Mexican people and to the man who leads them with such merit and courage, President Cardenas. When monstrous and absurd accusations were hurled at me and my family, when my wife and myself were under the lock and key of the Norwegian government, without being able to defend ourselves, the Mexican government opened the doors of his magnificent country and said to us, you can freely defend your rights and your honor. Naturally, it is what I fantasy for myself, my ideas, which have motivated President Cardenas. It is my fidelity to his own ideas, all the more meritorious then in his act of democracy has become Cardenas' trial against me is built upon false confession, extorted by modern inquisitorial methods in the interest of the ruling clique. There are no crimes in history more terrible, in intention and execution, than the hostile trials of the Nordic Communists and the post-Catacomb Radic. This trial developed not from communists, not from socialists, it's from Stalin, that is from the irresponsible despotism of the bureaucracy over the people. That is now my principal task, to reveal the truth, to show and to demonstrate that the true criminals hide under the cloak of the accusers. What is the next step in this direction? The creation of an American, an European, and subsequently of an international commission of inquiry, composed of people who incontestably enjoy authority and public consideration. In confidence, I undertake to present to such a commission all my files, thousands of personal and open letters, in which the development of my thoughts and my action is reflected day by day, without any doubt. I have nothing to hide. Dozens of witnesses who are abroad possess invaluable facts and documents which will shed light on the Moscow Kremlin. The work of the Commission of Inquiry must terminate in a great counter-trial. Their encounter trials necessary to claim the atmosphere of the germs of disease, colony, participation in frame-ups, whose source is Stalin's police, the great AU, which has fallen to the level of the Nazi Gestapo. Esteemed audience, you may have many varying attitudes toward my ideas and my political activity for 40 years, but an impartial inquiry will confirm that there is not a stain on my honor, both personal and political. Profoundly convinced that the right is on my side, I wholeheartedly salute the citizens of the New World.
You notice that cock in the background crowing. Leon Trotsky, that was his Russian communist name, is actually the family's name was Bronstein, and his nephew, Phil Bronstein, was the editor of the San Francisco Examiner. Then he went to the Chronicle, and now he's with some group called the Center for Investigative Reporting, or so-called investigative reporting. You don't see anything that's really controversial there, especially when it deals with the military due process rights. The three major cases in the United States of the Norfolk Four sailors in Norfolk, Virginia, who have been railroaded by this corrupt local cop named Ford, perjured evidence, and nobody has asked the question, how did they get them off these four sailors off the base? And these strange confessions, and they served time in a Virginia state prison. Then cross country, we come to Colorado, where Tim Masters was falsely accused of murdering a woman who he was just an 18-year-old Navy recruit, slightly built kid who's supposed to have taken down this woman, raped and murdered her. He spent nearly 15 years in a Colorado prison. He was this was another trumped up kangaroo court case, and 48 hours covered it. And then we come to California again with the Stephen Neri case, U.S. Navy sailor, also 18 years old. You notice all these kids are 18, 19 years old, semi-literate, was believed to be drugged by a homosexual illegal alien who was a political supporter of the district attorney, a corrupt district attorney named Terrence Hallinan, who illegally prosecuted the case using false evidence, forged papers to get him off the USS Carl Vinson, and intimidated witnesses, such as try to intimidate me. The Navy asked me to investigate the case because I knew about Juan Prefery dating back to 1968 and 1969 and his involvement with the murderers of a San Francisco policeman named Brodnick. This is all documented on our Amicus Veritas blog, or you can go to verzola.com, verzola.com. We will be updating that. But apparently, these cases, and there may be more of them, of American military personnel here in the United States who are being railroaded by corrupt local officials. And then I forgot, we have the Adcock case up in Solano County, which is about 30 miles north of San Francisco, where at Travis Air Force Base, a woman in the U.S. Air Force claimed she was abused by the local district attorney and the jail in Solano County. That is also on our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AmiCusVeritas. Among the events today, we have the dial telephone was invented in 1896. In 1913, a Frenchman was the first pilot to parachute from a plane. In 1920, we had the first commercial radio set up in, of all places, Detroit. Detroit's really gone downhill. In fact, I heard that pizza deliveries, they no longer make them because the pizza delivery people who work for minimal wages anyway have been robbed, and there may be some murders. In 1930, talking about communications, Dumont, D-U-M-O-N-T, did the first broadcast, TV broadcast, and of course there was a Dumont and DeForest TV later about that time. And we'll commemorate this later this week. In 1940, Churchill made his famous speech, about the Battle of Britain, in which the Royal Air Force beat back Göring's Luftwaffe. And there is a movie, Battle of Britain, which is an excellent film also. And Churchill made the famous statement, never in the field of human combat has so many owed to so few. And he's talking about the RAF pilots, which included pilots from who escaped from Poland. And I think there were Canadians, and there may have been a few Americans in that. And then, of course, in 1940, we also had the Trotsky assassination, which we just played a clip from Trotsky. And talking about the Russians and espionage, in 1948, the Russian consul general in New York was expelled. He lost his diplomatic immunity, and he was ordered out of the country for spying. And interestingly, this is going to be a case, similar case, involving a diplomat. The Ecuadorian mission in London, which has given controversial asylum to Julian Assange, who's trying to escape justice, so the Swedes say, in a sexual rape case in Sweden. And, of course, embassies have been invaded before, so this could very well happen. They're not supposed to do this, but they could very well go in there and take him, or if he's in a diplomatic car going to the airport, or even a helicopter on the roof, if they have that facility on the Ecuadorian embassy in London, they could take it down or prevent it from flying to the airport and flying out of the country. There's all kinds of possibilities. And let's see, the other ones. We have, in 1953, Russia detonated the first hydrogen bomb. And, of course, in 1956, presidential campaigns, we have political animals, George Christopher, the great late mayor of San Francisco and my friend, offered the Cow Palace, which is on the border of San Francisco and Daly City, for the Republican National Convention. And then in 1964, and this is one of the problems we're having today, we had the Economic Opportunity program started with $1 billion of federal funds started by President Lyndon Baines Johnson. And, of course, a lot of the money has been squandered and there's no accountability or little accountability. And what the Republicans should be doing instead of being on the defensive about Social Security is talking about they will enforce accountability in all the federal programs, from the defense contractors to Social Security, Medicare, and preserve those programs for the needy and not the greedy and the grafters. And to end today, we're going to have our fun with Mae West. It was her birthday last week, and so we are going to bring her up to sing her song. Doggone it. Here we go. Come Up and See Me Sometime. She discovered Cary Grant, and where in the heck is he? I'm sorry. she starred in two movies with Cary. Where is this? It's supposed to be here. I thought it was here. We had this problem. Here we go. No, that's images. It's supposed to be Blog Talk. Nope. Sorry. We're trying to get it. I still have this damn problem with this. It doesn't quite work. Where the heck is it? It's in music. I'm sorry. That's just cold. And we have this periodic problem with the music, with this upload, and I'm going to have to do something with Blog Talk people. But I'm trying to find it right now. It's our music for her songs, Come Up and See Me Sometime, which is kind of a camp, but she was quite funny. She was also a Roman Catholic. A lot of people don't know that. And she teased the people a lot. She was campy. She was funny. I don't think she was slept around. And she performed quite a bit, a lot of great movies out of her, and she had a great sense of humor, and I think this is something that's missing. They look at May as kind of a campy and a vamp, and they look at Marilyn Monroe as a body, but these women had brains, and they were saying things that that we should pay attention to. Here we go. Let me open it up here. Here we go with May. Come up and see me sometime. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Okay, here we go. I don't know why we have the same problem. It's supposed to be here. And for some reason, we have this similar problem trying to get it. And I don't know what to do with this. I don't like this new program. We try to bring our music up, and we just go through this all the time. Let me see if I can get it here again. Well, what we're going to do is we'll play it later. And I try to do this often, and we still have the problem. Try it again. Well, here we go. I'm going to try to upload it now. We still can't get it. I don't know what the problem is here. Let me try one more time. Now, here we go. Well, here's one we'll play with her.
You know, I always did like a man in a uniform. That one fits you grand. I'll just come up sometime, see me. I'm home every evening.
Yeah, but I'm busy every evening.
Busy? So what are you trying to do, insult me?
No, not at all. I'm just busy, that's all. You see, we're holding meetings in Jacobson's Hall every evening. Anytime you have a moment to spare, I'd be glad to have you drop in. You're more than welcome.
I heard you. You ain't kidding me any. You know, I met your kind before. Why don't you come up sometime, huh?
Well, I...
Don't be afraid. I won't tell.
But,
Come up. I'll tell your fortune. Oh, you can be had.
And indeed he was. Cary Grant starred in two movies with her, with Mae West. We'll try this other one and see if this new system works. Oh boy, we're still having this problem here. I've entered the keyword again. Let's try it again. Let's see what we got here. It's still this problem here. Well, we'll have to play this another day. I don't know what to do on this. Oh, wait a minute. Here's Mae West. I just saw Mae. Come here, Mae. Oh, my. This, you know, I hate to do these delays. Well, we'll have to play it another day. Okay. No. Nope. Can't get it here. Okay. Sorry, for some reason we can't get it. So we will just close out today. We will be back Wednesday. I'm really disappointed with this. So we will play our usual theme for the politicians.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost of five. Tony, up to you.
Okay, Tony, what are you going to do?
I'm in the toy.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year. Big Ace.
Ace Event!
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes!
Possible straight, possible flush. Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
That's what the Democrats are hoping, that the qualified Republicans that apparently have got the nomination, Romney and Ryan, which nicely rhymes, are hoping they'll lose. Well, we'll see what happens. We shall see what we shall see. This is Peter Paul Brazola. We will be back on Wednesday, and hopefully we'll have Mae West, and she'll be doing one of her vampy songs, and we'll talk some more about some of the interesting things that she said. She was a very intelligent woman. It's Peter Paul Brazola. Good night. And go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AmicusVeritas, and we have been looking at the Standard Oil refinery in Central California, which is in a remote area, in which they could do their dangerous refining practices there. And if there's a problem, they wouldn't have a repeat of the Richmond mess, which occurred 2 weeks ago. So we're going to end. Good night.